Hello, welcome to PHP BB Weekly, episode number 129 for Saturday, November 21st, 2009. PHP BB Weekly is the weekly live podcast where we talk all about the PHP BB bulletin board software at phpbb.com. Coming to you from our Washington, D.C. somewhere, I am Douglas Bell.
And coming to you from Washington State, I'm David Lewis.
Specifically Spokane, Washington State, although you spend half your time in Seattle. So.
Yes, therefore you have the... that's true. But it is funny how our headquarters are apparently in Washington, even though we're in two very different locations.
Oh, just you wait, David. We have... let's see, we don't have a show next week. In three episodes, I'm back in San Francisco. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. Yes. Can't wait to go home. Tomorrow is my 100th day here.
Wow.
You remember wow. Obama's 100 days, how big a deal that was? Well, tomorrow is the end of my 100 days. Woohoo! Yeah. And what have I done in those 100 days? Not too much.
No, hey, you redid a website.
I did that. I've done about a truckload of papers. Ugh. So many papers last week. Got more to do over the weekend. I don't know when I'm going
to do it. Welcome to college.
Yeah. Yikes. Blech. I'm so animated right now. I got like 11 hours of sleep last night. It was awesome.
Oh, good for you. Hey.
Well, anyway, our chat room on Ustream is slowly but surely starting to spring to life. So... we can get started. Of course, we had some really, really big news this week, a major release that came out that we just cannot help but talk about it. And I'm speaking, of course, of the release of PHP 5.3.1.
Yes, fantastic.
Released on Thursday. The PHP development team, this is the immediate release of PHP 5.3.1. Their first maintenance release in the 5.3 series. It has a large number of bug fixes. Now, of course, 5.3... came out just under 5 months ago in late June, and that had a number of new features, which I'm sure you can recall, David. Things like namespaces and late static binding, and lambda functions and closures. You always know something's cool when it has a Greek name or a Greek alphabet letter name, right? So 5.3.1 is out, which has it adds a max file uploads INI directive, so now you can actually set the number of file uploads per request to 20 by default. This is actually good because it helps prevent a possible method of a DOS, or denial of service error, I'm sure, via temporary file exhaustion. I'm sure you know something about that, David.
Yes. Yep. Well, now, I haven't seen any DOSs done this way, but I am absolutely sure it has been done this way, so that's a good little improvement.
Well, if it hadn't been done, then why would they have fixed it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, they do sometimes fix things that's like, oh, this could be a problem, even though this may not have been done before. This could be a problem if people found out about it. So then the idea, of course, is to fix it, and then before it actually becomes a problem.
There you go.
And that was the issue with, register globals was one where it was a problem before they actually fixed it. And finally, in PHP 5.3, register globals is no longer. It no longer exists, as far as I know.
I thought that was for PHP 6. I'm pretty sure it's PHP 6 that gets rid of register globals entirely.
Okay, well, that could be the case. I know that it was turned off in PHP 5 by default, but I thought it was disabled completely from 5.3, but I could be mistaken.
No, it's 6. I know it's 6.
See, some things that they were planning in 6, they brought to 5.3.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So, I don't know. So, that could be interesting.
But, yeah, not this time, but, unless you like late static binding.
Yeah, I did talk to Acidburn this week.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he said he wanted to slap me for something.
The big guy wants to slap you.
He's been listening to the podcast, uh-huh. And Sid mentioned that he would want to join on IRC so that he could, you know, mention corrections, you know, because a lot of times we're guessing about something or trying to assume what something means.
Of being an unofficial podcast.
Well, it is, but see, we're it's like reporters. We're trying to assume, and we're sometimes we're speculating on a certain thing or a certain feature or whatever. And sometimes we don't know the exact answer when we're speculating on it. And he said he'd like to, you know, be there and be able to offer clarity on some of those things that we discussed. So I thought that was kind of cool.
There you go.
He's not here. Where is he?
I don't know. Can we get him on the show?
Yeah. I wish. Well,
episode. You know. It won't be our big 100th episode. It'll be our big 130th episode.
See, he doesn't have a whole lot of faith in his English speaking abilities, but it's much better than he thinks it is.
Well, I don't have much faith in my English speaking abilities either.
There you go, Mike.
At times, better. No, we saw him at a London Invasion. It's pretty good.
You know, yeah, well, I did.
Yeah, I see. The video. I watched the video.
Oh, okay. That's true. Yes, yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
They talk about Ascarius. Yeah.
That's right.
He's good. Yeah. He's fine.
Come on. And features from...
International show.
Right, was 3.2 is going to be moved to, you know, 3.1,
yeah.
4.0, and 3.2.
But we're still talking about 5.3.1 on the PHP side.
I know, but there are so few fixes.
Yeah. This is great. Added missing sanity checks around EXIF processing.
Checks are very important.
You don't want to have an insane EXIF process.
We could use a lot more sanity checks in most programs that we use these days.
Yeah, totally. Microsoft Office, maybe. I just dissed Microsoft Office. Yeah. I'd be curious. Where do you think PHPBB could benefit from some sanity checks?
Oh boy, yeah, that's coming in 3.2.
3.1.
See, the confirm box is supposed to be some of those sanity checks, but sometimes I think I need my sanity checked after I see so many confirm boxes.
that's PHPBB Weekly needs a sanity check on this show, certainly. Fix the safe mode bypass in temp NAM. That's just another thing that is going to change in PHP 6. They are getting rid of safe mode in PHP 6.
Finally. I hate that mode.
I've never quite understood what safe mode is in PHP.
Safe mode is supposed to be the setting, and a lot of certain hosters use it to sort of protect, you know, protect the server, because there's a lot that you can do in PHP that can compromise a server. And so if it's hacked in any way, then, or exploited in some things, you know, because of weak programming or whatever like that, safe mode is supposed to sort of protect against much of those things. But safe mode really doesn't. It tends to be more of an annoyance and makes things not work that should work. You know, disables a lot of very genuine functionality that you would need to work for most things. So safe mode has, you know, it's caused more problems than it's supposed to have fixed.
Isn't that one of the things that PHPBB checks for when you install, but safe mode is off?
Yes, it is. I think they can still install with safe mode enabled, but yes, it is one of the things that they check on the installation. And I think Joomla also checks safe mode, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. I'm sure some larger applications do check safe mode when they install. I haven't checked WordPress, but you know.
The three things I'm looking at Wikipedia now. The three things going in PHP 6: register globals, safe mode, and magic quotes.
There you go. And magic quotes. I hate those magic quotes.
And what are those again? I mean, who hates magic? David Lewis hates magic. We have made it clear on the show.
Just quotes that are magic.
how come?
Magic quotes it's basically a process that automatically escapes incoming data to the PHP script.
Mm-hmm.
it's basically what it. So what it does is, you know, the your request, your post, your get variable, you know, the data that's coming in, that user input data, it escapes magic quotes when it's turned on. It automatically escapes that stuff, and so that some programs rely on that. I think Joomla is one of them. They want you to have magic quotes enabled, and I think they probably have a bypass for it so that if it's disabled, then they automatically turn it on. But it's preferred that magic quotes is disabled.
Yeah.
And instead escape the data at runtime as needed.
Lost you, David. You dropped that time.
Okay. Well, I guess our line quality isn't perfect yet.
Right, get that fixed.
I don't know. That seems a little odd.
What were we talking about? Magic quotes?
Yeah, magic quotes. So what did you hear me say last?
I don't even remember.
I said something about the fact that PHPBB uses request var as a function to escape the incoming data, and so requires that magic quotes is off.
And of course, if you're using if you're writing out PHP outside of PHPBB, you do things like MySQL has most of the databases have their own escape functions included.
Right. Well, see, yeah, even
in PHPBB2, instruction was to do a string replace of like the backslash single quote with two single quotes.
Well, it's not all database. It's not all database oriented.
Yeah.
The thing about it is you can have header injections, you can have mail header injections, you can have all kinds of injections that aren't related to database. So it's not just the database sanitization that's important. What is important is that, one of the things that you can do, if you don't use PHPBB, you can grab the request var and was it set type, the two functions at the top of the functions.php file, and you can put that in any application you're working with and use request var. And you really should. People really should do that if they're not using the PHPBB, because that's the best way to sanitize incoming data.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be my recommendation. But, database is not the only thing that you can inject into.
Yeah. I mean, here's another new fix in PHP 5.3.1 I love. Fix an open baster bypass in POSIX McFIFO. There's a function in PHP called POSIX McFIFO. POSIX MKFIFO.
I think it's pronounced POSIX MKFIFO.
Yeah, but I like McFIFO. what to do? I was curious. This has been around since the beginning of PHP 4. Create a FIFO special file or a named pipe.
What the heck is a FIFO?
It's a named pipe.
So?
It's something that, this is something that plumbers use.
Okay.
PH personal home plumbers.
Personal home plumbers.
Oh, and you see the user contributor notes. For non-blocking, F opened read access to a half-connected pipe. Just do this. It's the path name and the mode. Who wouldn't know what POSIX McFIFO does? PHP is amazing.
I'll raise my hand.
Me too. This is not a video show. Yeah, who doesn't love all the things that PHP can do?
Oh boy, yeah.
Absolutely, and of course there's some
100 ways to skin a cat, right?
Uh huh. Or skin the server. And there's about 100 other bug fixes, but obviously PHP 5.2 is still being supported. There's a 5.2.12 release currently in RC, but 5.3.1 is out. And I know there's I don't think there's a lot of hosts yet that have quite gotten up to 5.3. Like my host is still on 5.2.7.
Oh yeah, it'll be to be honest, I think it'll be about 2 years before you really start to see it take hold. And unfortunately, that's kind of unfortunate. But that's the reality. At least
there's a lot of really good stuff. Like the late static binding, namespaces. These are things that are great additions for PHP's object oriented programming. Handling really allows a lot more flexibility in how you use OOP, and even and also, you know, just some of the things like I like the ternary shortcut because I use ternaries very often. If people who don't know what they are, just, you know, look up ternary on php.net. I use this very often, and the shortcut is really nice. Now doc syntax, other syntax additions, garbage collection for cyclic references. You know, some of these are really nice for flexibility in terms of how you program. But until you start seeing people using 5.3 more, you just can't take advantage of it, which sucks.
Well, it really depends on what you're creating. Obviously, if you're creating a open source software, it doesn't really make sense right now. But if you are creating an application for a company, and you know, it's maybe your company or our client that you're working for, their server might be able to be upgraded to 5.3, or if it's not already. And if it is, then hey, then you can take advantage of it, and that is fantastic. But namespaces, I love.
Oh, I'm David Lewis. I get paid to write stuff for a company. I get paid for my coding.
Silence.
Oh, I'm at that good spirit. Good for you for getting paid for all this stuff. I don't get paid for anything.
Hey, there are a lot of people out there that do, and yeah. Even on you know, the thing about it is on Star Trek Guide, we have a lot of people who do enough freelance work that they probably would benefit from knowing how to program in 5.3 or how to utilize some of the new functions in 5.3.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Well, that was the 5.0. Well, that's the big release from PHP. Of course, there is something, you know, very big going on in back closer to home at PHPBB territory that we should not neglect talking about. The PHPBB Hacks.com Awards. We talked a bit about these last year, and I really want to cover them this year and going forward. You know, because this really is sort of the de facto big awards event in the PHPBB modding and styling community. You know, we have a good relationship on the show with the Patrick O'Keefe, who runs phpbbhacks.com, and you know,
the iFroggy Network.
iFroggy Network. The site has been around, you know, since the beginning, and you know, these awards are kind of, you know, the big, you know, the big ego boost of the year for PHPBB modern style authors. I mean, you do have to, you know, submit your modern styles to phpbbhacks.com in order to, you know, get these recognized. But I think it's a pretty safe bet that most of the people who submit mods on phpbb.com probably also submit them elsewhere as well, because there's for, you know, a greater exposure. So I think definitely you should check. You should check these out. They are accepting nominations right now, up until tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. Eastern. So there's a bunch of categories. There's of course they call them hacks. So hack author of the year, hack of the year, style or template author of the year, style of the year, and then they have a few other things that are specific to their community, like on their support forums. Can nominate there, however, I think it's great. We covered a little bit last year, and the badges that they offer for awards is really cool. I've been thinking if maybe we should start like a PHPBB award, weekly awards type of thing.
maybe monthly awards. That's a good start.
No. PHPBB weekly annual awards.
Yeah,
weekly being part of our day, but not during winter. I don't want to. Not going to compete with, you know, phpbhacks.com. They have a great program.
No, because they'd be easy to over. No, I'm. Did I say that? Did I say that? Oh, shame on me.
No, we'll do it in the summer. Maybe that'd be fun. We need some more things to brighten up our summers.
Add skills.
Sorry?
Mad skills.
Like?
Mad skills.
What's that?
Just mad skills. Skills. Mad skills.
What about skills?
That's what we need to brighten up our summer. Oh, come on.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's okay. Pat, pat, pat. All right, let's move along.
Who is Pat? You know, so David, you've been saying the last week or two you're going to try to get a scoff report.
Yes, we need some snow. We need some snow to do that because, you know, our inch melted. So
your inch melted.
It did. It was snowing pretty hard, and our inch melted. So, you know, it's a little bit warm right now. It's like 35 degrees. No, yeah, 36. It's 36 degrees. Yeah.
Ooh, nice and toasty.
So we need a snowfall, which is in the forecast. As soon as that happens, then the scoff report will be filmed, and we'll get a scoff report edited out, and that should be very enjoyable. We've got a real fun one planned.
Yeah, that'll be for the Thanksgiving. What do you guys plan to do on Thanksgiving? Out of curiosity, what are your Thanksgiving plans?
To try and avoid as much turkey as possible to stupors.
Really? No gobbling this weekend? Or next weekend?
No, there will definitely be gobbling. Definitely. Hey, Jeff said that he should have taken me up on the bet that if we would get $20 if we went, if we stayed under 20 minutes, and he should have taken us up on that bet. See, nobody bet us, so guess what? We get to have a longer show.
Well, it'll be a relatively shorter show. We'll be under an hour. We're good that. So, are you traveling at all for Thanksgiving?
Probably not. We'll probably be here, playing with our horses and eating turkey.
There you go. I'm going to have like the crappiest Thanksgiving ever. I'm staying here, but everything here is closed from Wednesday through Sunday.
That makes sense.
Yeah, but, you know, that means I've absolutely nothing to do, and I'm going to have to go, call Domino's every time I want to eat or something. It sucks. Two-thirds of the folks here are, going home, and so... Oh, well, I have to pull through somehow. You know, this happened a few weeks ago. I've always forgotten to mention this. You remember, David, we did OSCONvasion this past summer. In San Jose. The main reason it happened was because it was in San Jose for the first time. And apparently that will also have been the last time because OSCON 2010 is going to be back in Portland.
Yep. I heard about that.
Yeah. And I saw that. I was like, no!
Well, you wouldn't be in San Francisco anyways.
In summer? Yeah, I would. In July.
Oh, okay. I guess you would. Yeah, that's true. You would.
Which has certainly gone closer to Portland than this place is.
Yes, it is. But Portland's closer to me.
Yeah, so I have no idea what's going to happen then. Because, we were really talking about if we wanted to be able to...
We don't have to hold an annual OSCONvasion. We would, do it some other event.
Unless I was able to get to OSCON somehow. I don't know. It's because too bad because we were like... I think we had ideas... last year that maybe we can actually get a bigger PHPBP presence at OSCON next year. Like the idea of maybe even getting a free booth in their exhibit hall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the problem with OSCON, of course, is the fact that it is so expensive to actually attend the sessions, which are the most interesting part.
Yeah, but it's free to go to the exhibit hall. That was great.
Yeah, it is. It is great. But, where you really learn something is from the sessions. And it's like, I really don't have $1,000 to spend.
Oh, well.
And if I did, I would want a new MacBook Pro.
Yeah. You're jealous of me, aren't you?
True. I need a new one.
Yeah, I'm sure
that's,
you do.
That's nothing to being jealous of you.
I'm sure you do need a new one. So, you're just starting to... get aged,
yes, very aged. Time to replace it.
Very funny. Yeah, well, didn't have a whole lot to talk about today because we are sort of getting towards the end of not a lot to talk about this week, so we're going to move on, keeping a very short show today with our mod and style of the week. So there's really nothing else to talk about, nothing that big happened this week, right? Right. Our mod of the week this week is coming to us. It's called Snow Over PHPBB by Tofon. And now this is a really cool mod. Let me just close some tabs here so I can actually see.
I want to see the demo. Where's the demo?
You have to scroll down a couple of posts where it says demo here, shown on Crimbo style. Okay. This is actually something that's WordPress.com has done for a couple of years. They offer like this little snow plugin that just, you know, overlays snow on your theme on WordPress.com.
So it needs to it needs to land on top of the on top of the tables. So yeah, I don't know if have you ever seen that?
No, but snow that lands on top of stuff. Move your mouse over the style.
Okay.
Did you notice the snow changing direction?
Yes, I did.
Cool, because it's not working.
I want it to go up. Go up. Go up. Up.
Oh, very funny.
Pulling at my computer screen.
Oh, David's trying to defy the laws of gravity. But yeah, this is a lot of fun.
Program it to go up.
Oh, David. Well, but this is still winter just around the corner. Holidays coming up. Of course, the style you see on the demo is one we've covered last year, and probably we're going to end up having to repeat because we need more good holiday styles for PHPBB. Okay.
Hey, there's a style author in the chat room now. Hey, Top Down Bunny, make some new styles for us
for holidays. Yes,
that's a nice style.
Yeah. Crimbo, we did the Crimbo last year, but you know, just adding the snow effects, and of course it works with your mouse, is really kind of cool. I believe it's like a JavaScript effect.
Yep,
it is there. But you know, it's a nice little addition for the holidays, and it's probably a very simple mod to install. So there you go. It is. Maybe I can see if I can figure out how to get that on. I don't think I'm going to put snow on our PHPBB weekly site because I think snow on Mars. .. Finish. You can complete that thought yourself.
Snow on Mars. Isn't it cold on Mars?
Yeah, but is there really snow in the galaxy?
That depends on if there's water.
That is, of course, the unanswered question. We're going to have to send Birdie Mons to tell us that.
There you go. Snowstorm.js.
Has it really been a year since we did that Birdie Mons election?
Gosh, it might have been.
It has been. More than a year. How's Alberti Einstein doing?
Alberti Einstein is over here playing with the cat.
Oh, now that is a very responsible leader. Snow over PHPBB by Tofod. It is the mod of the week. The style of the week. This is actually kind of interesting, David, because there's a few unique features in this style. It's called Business Board, or Business Board with a Z. It is by Abel.
Business Board.
Business Board. Buzziness, whatever. Now, it is pretty clearly based on Pro Silver. But there are some unique things, if you scroll down to the bottom of there.
Tag cloud?
Yeah, there's I don't know how he's doing the tag cloud. I guess it's just because PHPBB doesn't really have tags. So,
yeah, I don't know. It's keywords.
Some custom code?
I don't know, man. You know, I mean, it's obviously possible, but it's like it's mixing a mod in there somehow. That's kind of cool, actually. That's really, really kind of cool.
And then, there's also buttons on the bottom for Flickr, Delicious, Dig. Obviously, there's the fact that they're not working in the demo probably means you have to configure them somehow. There's like custom links you can add on the bottom there.
Sure, yeah. You have your home, contact us, blog, slideshow, just different links that you can add.
Yeah, and actually sort of the menu things are on the left side. There's FAQ, Membres, Essence Scribe.
What's that?
Register. Okay.
Register, okay. Yeah, so when you log in, I assume there will be more buttons off to the left there. More stuff.
And I would probably also presume that you can even do some extending of what's on that left side. So it's Pro Silver based, but there's quite a bit of some unique things that he's done here. And of course the header kind of sticks out. So I'm not entirely sure if I would
The colors are dark grays.
Yep.
Gradients a little bit. Some nice, you know, pleasant. Now some black, textured black actually is what it is.
Yeah.
And and roughly, you know, like the buttons down low, the flicker, delicious, my dig, you know, that sort of stuff. That's
it's not a very vibrant color scheme, but
it's subdued. But it's pleasant too.
And kind of professional, so it's kind, you know, this is great for one of those evil businesses, you know.
Evil business, I see.
Just kidding.
That's why they call it the busyness board. How do you say that? Busyness board.
Busyness board. Of course. All right. Well, you know, slow week. Didn't have a lot to talk about this week, but, you know, PHP 5.3.1.
Being the big release this week.
Being the big release of the week. The really big release. PHPHacks.com awards are out. And, of course, we have, hopefully, we'll get a nice Thanksgiving treat of a scoff news video report for winter. David has given us very high hopes, so of course I can expect to be thoroughly disappointed. But check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, for links to everything we talked about on the show, plus all of our other past shows now. Remember, we are live every Saturday, except next week, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 1800 UTC Time. You can join us in our chat room at phpbweekly.net/live and listen live when we are live. We are taking next week off for Thanksgiving, even though I will have absolutely nothing to do. But we're just going to take it off. Next week, probably no one's going to listen to us anyway.
Turkey stupor. Turkey stupor.
I get to have my turkey tomorrow night, actually. So, seriously.
I have a feeling that it won't be your only one this week.
Yeah, there's actually, we'll see. I don't think there'll be one next week. We'll find out. But our next episode will be episode 130 for Saturday, December 5th, at the usual time. So be sure to join us for that.
December 5th.
Very funny. Okie dokie. That means that's it for our show. Thanks for listening. I'm Douglas Bell.
And I'm David Lewis.
Remember, a successful community begins with you, Chad.
Tag, you're it.
See you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
All right, David, is the episode done?
Yeah, the episode is done. That was record time. Yeah, you actually did it.
Is the show done?
Yes, the show
is done. Okay, then it's time for the PHP Weekly After Show. Welcome to this weekend's PHP Weekly After Show, where we talk about things that we technically did not talk about during the show. And, of course, we have one big thing that we did not talk about during the show, and for some reason, I am still recording this because I can't seem to remember how to stop recording. So, oh well. So, for the one thing that we did, that we absolutely, for the record, is PHPBB 3.0.6 was released on Tuesday. Yay! And we can talk about it now. All right, let's explain. David,
close the browser window quick.
David, you explain.
3.0.6 was released, yeah.
Not just that. Why are we talking about it after the show?
Because of the guy who's in the chat room right now. His name is Syntax Error, and he bet us $50 that we would not say 3.0.6 on the show, which we did not do.
We did not do, because this is not the show. It is the after show.
The after show.
That is still being recorded, but so what?
What do you think?
No, it's not the show. You said we could, Syntax Error, you said that we could not talk about it during the show. Well, the show is over. This is the after show.
The after show. It
is still being recorded because my recording program is broken.
Stuck.
In that I can't stop it, so. And I've forgotten how to edit parts out, so oh well. Wrong. Show does not equal recording. Show equals show. I record us after we're done with the show all the time. Did you know that? I just never. Okay, all right, in seriousness, we were just having fun. We didn't really think that, you know, Syntax Error would really donate $50, even if we seriously did not talk about 3.0.6 during the show. So We just thought it'd be kind of fun to see how long, people who didn't know, how long are they going to go before they actually talk about 3.0.6? Are they forgetting 3.0.6? Are they crazy? So, we are not crazy. We are now talking about PHP BB 3.0.6, the fast and furious release.
And that is a deliberate, intentional typo. Yes, furious.
I didn't realize that. Thank you for telling me that, David.
Yes, that's a little. You know what? First of all, furious. Deliberate typo. Furious. Not fast and furious. Fast and furious.
Yes, I and noticed yes, that.
The development team definitely has a sense of humor.
No, this is actually really interesting, because I was a week or two ago, I was bored.
Week or two ago? Dang, I thought you were older than that.
I said bored.
Oh, bored. Okay, well, hey, there's a new one, right?
Yeah, and I actually spent some time going through all of the releases in PHP BB's history and noting the different edition names. And as soon as I get my file up here, I can actually remember some of them. Hey, is somebody logging the chat?
Well, I am.
Good.
I'm on IRC. So
I forgot to do so. So you'll send me the log of the chat. And it's always there's always fur in the name. It was April 4, 2002. PHP 2.0.0 was the Golden Super Furry Doug's Birthday Edition.
Mm-hmm.
Doug not being me, Doug FFK. Then there was the Golden Super Glossy Furry Edition. Then there was the I Can't Think of a Better Name Edition. Then the Golden But Shaved Edition. Then the Golden Super Trust Me, I'm Practically a Doctor Furry Edition. Then the now we're in 2003 by now. Then the Tanned and No Longer Furry Because It's Summer Edition. Then in August of 2003, the Few It's Way Too Hot to Be Furry Edition.
A Few It's Way Too Hot.
By the time it gets 2.0.7, it's the Few Ironed Out All Security Issues? Edition. By the time we got to 2004, it was the We Should Really Be Spending Time on 2.2 Edition. Followed 5 days later by the Murphy Is Furry Edition.
Murphy is furry.
2011, we talked about last week, was the Damn It's Cold and My Fur Won't Grow Back Edition. 2.0.12.
That was said, that of course was because he had the tan from because it was summer,
yeah,
and he wasn't furry, and his fur didn't grow back because it was winter.
Way to overstate him. 2.0.12 was the Hooray for Furrywood Edition.
Furrywood. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 5 days later, 2.0.13, the Beware of the Furries edition. Finally, with 2.0.14, the We Know We Are Not Furry edition. Not in parentheses.
We aren't?
Says not in parentheses. Summer Needs to Be Hot edition. 2.0.16 did not have a name, so 2.0.17 was the No, We Did Not Forget Naming It Last Time edition. They skipped a few, but then 2.0.20 in 2006 was the Golden Super Furry Linen Edition. 2.0.21 was the Birdie's Summer Vacation Edition. And, then they had all these releases of 3.0.0, which mostly didn't have a name, although you remember RC7, which was released the day after RC6.
Sure.
That was the We Are Sorry and Love Our Support Team edition.
Right.
I loved that. 2.0.23 was the Still Furry as Hell edition, the last PHP2 release. And then there was absolutely no more naming on PHP3 until finally a year ago, November of 2008, with the Hooray New Features edition. That's one that had template inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
December of 2008, the 1 year anniversary edition. Mm-hmm. And then 3.0.5. Last May, the Quite Furry Edition.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, 3.0.6 with a Fast and Furious Edition.
Fast and Furious, yes.
Furious.
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 So, you have to say that with a creepy big man. It's a Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious, yes. There you go. It's not in my brain. There actually is a spreadsheet with all that I built. Anywho, David, as if we have not, let's pretend that we have not talked about this
I
2,000 times already this year.
And I'll tell you why they released 3.0.6 finally.
Why?
Mike got sick of us talking about 3.0.6 in the podcast.
Yeah, that's what we're here for. That's what we're here for, to push the teams to do stuff that they don't want to hear us talk about anymore. So just to make him more sick, let's talk about it one more time.
We are not going to go through all the features again. If you are interested in all the features. Okay, so what's new that we haven't talked about already?
It's
actually out there. It can be released. It means tell everybody you know to upgrade to 3.0.6.
If they have singing.
Singing?
Yeah, the new features. Ready? There are better capture options and backported capture plugins. They introduce some new ACM cache plugins. There are Atom's Feeds and Bare Bones Quick Reply Editor and Utopic. Users can report PMs and copy permissions from forums. And I don't know how to make this rhyme. Turkey in the straw. Okay. Happy Thanksgiving. I did not rehearse that. I came up with that idea 30 seconds ago. I did say this was the after show, right?
That was worth it.
Let it out, David.
That was great. I want to hear that again. No.
I'll do that with the minor feature additions. We added language selection to the registration terms page. There are new groups options to exempt group leaders from group permissions. The newly registered users group for assigning permissions to newly registered users. And you can define if that group users group is the default group.
A fat group.
Default a fat group. A fat group. Fat with turkey.
Ugh. There you go. Want to see the turkey features. Okay.
This would be a great psychology project. What to do when you have talked about new features forever, and then when they're actually released, it's like, bleh. Bleh.
I tell you, the 3.0.6 arguably more impressive than the 5.3.1. Actually, it simply is more impressive than the 5.3.1 PHP release.
Yes, but we had to ignore it during the show because
of course. But I'm just saying this release is an impressive release, 3.0.6. I mean, really kudos go out to the development team for this release. They did a fantastic job getting everything together. And of course, came a lot later, but that was sort of to be expected with all the changes.
This time, 5 months of anticipation, whereas 3.0.0 was 5 years of anticipation. This one, we got the early preview. That was certainly an unusual thing, getting an early preview of this release back in June, before most it really had been developed. And then 5 months, we had RCs for 2 months. It was where's my list? It was we had the first RC September 12th, and then November 17th was when the final came out. So yeah, now what? What's in store for 3.0.7?
Well, what's important is that you have 3.0.7, 3.1, 3.2, and 4.0. Okay, so what's going to happen is, obviously, 3.0.7 is continuing to be maintenance fixes. If I think I had asked him this question, I don't remember the exact answer. I asked Mike Sievertson, if the features planned in 3.0.6 were going to be developed after the development change, and I'm talking about the development change that was planned on
because we speculated. Oh, the one that was announced, back in July, I think it was.
July 29th.
We've talked about this over and over, that we almost think that 3.0.6 really deserved to be 3.1.
Almost. And so I did ask about that then, and I think he said, some things. I could be mentioning it wrong, because I shouldn't say too much. But, yeah, I think a lot of the features in 3.0.6 would have been a 3.1 release. But and Mike did talk about the fact that the 3.2 release, or the 3.2 development code, or what is 3.1 right now, will become 3.1, 3.2, and 4.0. So it's going to be divided up. 3.1, as we know it, is sort of non-existent, or will be non-existent when they actually divide it up that way. I think, one of the main reasons why is that, they want to see, 3.1 to be able to add a lot more features and stuff like they did in 3.0.6 and do that more often. You know, instead of doing that on like 3.0.7, 3.0.8, adding those features, or having to wait till 3.2, I'm sorry. And instead of having to wait that long, you know, which could be, you know, a year, 2 years down the road, and, you know, try and make it happen a little bit faster by making a 3.1 release, which is still built basically on the same code, but has the actual feature release, but is different than the maintenance release. Mm-hmm. But I'm so happy that 3.0.6 actually, you know, it has the serious features that everybody would need on their board. And, you know, if people have an upgrade, they need to go ahead and upgrade to that and get those features going. And then 3.0.7, of course, will just be maintenance bug fixes.
Everything that they didn't figure out how to fix in the count them four release candidates of PHP 3.0.6.
Yeah. So I'm... It's going to be pretty interesting to see how development progresses from here on out, especially now that the release that came in between the development changes is now done.
Mm-hmm.
Now it should be very, very interesting news.
Yeah. Now there's something I think we have not touched on as much over the past few months. You know, because this was added during the RCs, so it was not part of that laundry list that we did back in September. And that is, of course, the PHPBB updater. And the changes to that are listed under the list of smaller changes, but essentially what it said, the three bullet points it has are the updater now skips sole white space tab changes when computing differences, and it also solves common conflicts on its own.
Yes.
Both of these are, of course, helping to reduce the chance of conflicts. And, of course, the database updater also supports checking for existing or missing indexes.
Yeah, and one thing that I, you know, I did upgrade a rather large board that has 125 forms. That's right, 125 forms. I updated that just this last week, and I have to say that the update process went pretty well, except it because I have that particular board installation on SVN, and SVN has this wonderful thing called keyword replacement, which annoys the heck out of me. The updater did well. It showed I had the one conflict on about 100 files, and it was the version tag that it was conflicting on, and there was only four files that I just had to look at and make sure the merges were going to happen correctly. Yes, I know, Thompson, Git. I love Git, but the thing is, not everyone is on Git yet. So, but anyway, the updater actually did really well. I thought it did the best out of any update, and considering how large the 3.0.6 release was and how many mods I do have installed. Well, it's not that many mods. It's like a dozen mods, but... You know, I do have a good number of custom changes and stuff like that, and it merged everything really well. I had no serious conflicts. The header stuff was really the one conflict, and that didn't do correctly. But it was easy to spot, you know, because at four changes, looked at it, went, that's wrong, and fixed it. But we have a very weird header on that site, so I did like it. It was a lot better. I think there's still room for improvement on it. But, you know, just definitely taking the steps in the right direction, so that's good.
There you go. So, David, what are we going to talk about for the rest of the year?
The rest of the year. The rest of the year we're going to enjoy not talking about 3.0.6.
Yeah.
Or at least the pending release. This is of course, it'll just be...
There's another way you could spin the new features in 3.0.6 in terms of doing them. We could do them like, you know, a cheesy game show announcer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you will receive a new copy of PHP BB 3.0.6. Lounge as you choose from better capture options and a backport of 3.2 capture plugins. Move faster as you choose one of up to five ACM cache plugins. Eat yourself lovely with new Atom feeds and get all the LOL comments you want with bare bones, quick reply editor, and view topic. A prize package worth $0. Back to you, David.
Oh,
I said it was the after show.
Oh, yes.
Okay, well... All right, that's our little way of recognizing the wonderfulness of that is. And David, we can still say this. And I mean, this we absolutely can still say this. This we had one of our shortest, probably our very shortest show where you were on, David, because officially the show was only 35 minutes long.
Yes. Wow. Impressive. That's impressive. And it could have been shorter if somebody had bothered to bet us $20.
You were trying to get more. You're trying to get even more money out of him.
not Thompson. Now, no, not Sam.
Sam.
Not Sam.
Yeah, I think he still was going to end up contributing.
I hope he doesn't feel cheated.
I mean, you know, you offer us bets. We think of what will make the how to be silly. You know.
There you go. Well, does somebody bet us $20 that we can't keep the show under 20 minutes?
Well, we're going to actually...
See if we can keep the show under 20 minutes. And no after show. No after show.
I don't think that'll happen, David. I don't think I want to try.
Yeah, well, that's more incentive for somebody to bet us $20, isn't it?
Well, we're going to wrap up the after show and actually end up keeping the entire combo under an hour, which even that is an achievement. So.
Yeah, because the after show we usually ramble on pretty long.
Yeah. Although do be sure to stay for the after show, which will not be recorded. You know, that you have to get from listening live. So
that's it. That's it. Hey, I have a horse training session to go film.
Oh dear, really?
You ever watch Bill Nye?
Yes.
Okay, and you know, well, that's our show. Thanks for watching. If you'll excuse me, I've got some microcrystallized entities to investigate.
Yep.
See ya.
Yep.
Produced in association with the National Science Foundation.
Except that we're not. Okay, thanks for listening to PHP Weekly, episode number 129 and a half. I guess is what we get to call it. So that's it for thanks. No Thanksgiving show, like I already mentioned. See you next week. Or the week after, 1:30, without an after show, for December, the month of December. We only have four shows left. Actually, three, because we're one of those going to be the best of clips show. So, three shows left this year.
There you go.
Amazing. So. All right. So, thanks, David. Remember, a successful after show ends with us. Tag. We're it. Bye, everybody. I found the stop record button. There we go.